cool.
Under mounting pressure from the streets, Madagascan President Andry Rajoel says he's dissolving the government. The leader forced to take action after several days of protests across the country.
Maybe we haven't lived up to your expectations, or listened to your cries, or your fears.
What began as a youth-led movement against frequent power and water cuts quickly grew into a larger wave of discontent.
The president just keeps lying. He doesn't listen to us. All we want is for him to step down. We want change.
At the forefront of the movement is Gen Z. Despite the violent crackdowns, bloody clashes with police leaving several dead and dozens injured, the young protesters are vowing to continue, accusing others of taking advantage of the unrest.
We were peaceful. We were singing, shouting, calling for our rights, the right to live. But then some people took advantage of the situation and others acted out, not really following the Gen Z movement's peaceful approach.
Despite its abundance of natural resources, Madagascar remains one of the poorest countries in the world, with three quarters of the population living below the poverty line.